From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. Hi everyone, I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the best in jazz. We'll open the hour with French guitarist Yves Brouquy and his quartet, with Alain Jean-Marie on piano, Nicolas Rageau bass, and drummer Charles Bellonzi, a track from the 1999 album Foreign Currency. It's the opening track, Will You Still Be Mine?
Thank you. Thank you.
A classic track from Shirley Scott, one of the first women to embrace the Hammond B3 organ in modern jazz. From 1967, her album Girl Talk, released on Impulse Records. Shirley in a trio here with George Duvivier on bass and Mickey Roker on drums. We listened to Chicago, My Kind of Town. Before that, cornetist Ruby Braff from a 1996 release on Arbors Records. The album Being With You, Ruby Braff remembers Louis Armstrong. Much of the music here doesn't have an obvious connection to Satchmo, and the arrangements tend to lean more towards swing jazz as opposed to New Orleans jazz, but it's still a great traditional jazz album, nonetheless. Ruby Braff and John Eric Kelso, both on cornet. Also Dan Barrett trombone, Scott Robinson and Jerry Jerome reeds, Bucky Pizzarelli guitar, Johnny Varro piano, Bob Haggart bass, and Jim Gwynn on the drums. The band stretching out on the opening track of that release, I Never Knew. And speaking of opening tracks, we opened the hour with still another opening track, this time from guitarist Yves Brucki and his quartet, Will You Still Be Mine? Look for that on Foreign Currency. We'll begin this set of the jazz scene with music from Gary Bias on sax and a collective of jazz musicians from the Los Angeles area. A session from 1981, the album East 101. The album rooted in modal jazz, which was first explored some 25 years earlier in the mid-50s, and also the spiritualism that embraced many modern jazz recordings of the 60s and 70s. As I said, Gary Bias on sax, Ricky Kelly on vibes, David Tillman, piano, Roberto Miranda and John Hurd on bass, and Fritz Wise on the drums. This is still another opening track of a release, Asiki. Thank you.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart, you really are part of me. And I've got you under my skin. I have tried so not to give in. I've said to myself, this affair, it never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when I knew so well? Because I've got you under my skin. Would sacrifice anything good of mine for the sake of having you near, in spite of a word and voice that's come in the night and repeat in my ears. Don't you know you're a fool? You never care. Reality. We got to reality. But this time I do. Just the thought of you make me stop before I begin. Because I've got you under my skin. I would sacrifice anything gold would mine for the sake of having you near, inside of a word and voice that's come in the night and repeating my ears. Don't you know you're a fool? You never can win. You your mentality. Wake up to reality. For this time I do. Just the thought of you make me stop before I begin. Because I've got you under my skin. My skin. I got you under my skin. Thank you.
Going back to 1954 for the Lou Levy Trio, Lou Levy on piano, Harry Babson on bass, and Larry Bunker on drums. The Rodgers and Hart tune, The Gentleman is a Dope, from the album Jazz in Hollywood, released as an LP on the Nocturne label back in 54, reissued in the late 80s on CD, thanks to the Fresh Sound label. Before that, a duo, I believe, from Spain, Elizabeth Castro, vocals, and Ricardo Miranda, piano, from their 2003 release, Jazz Looking for You, a collection of American and Latin jazz and pop standards. We heard I've Got You Under My Skin. And we began the set with Gary Bias on sax, a session from the early 80s, the album East 101. We listened to Asiki. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. It's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you want more information about the music you're hearing on today's program, Program 1522, I encourage you to head to our blog and website, where you can view the playlist. You can also listen to this and previous editions of the show at your convenience. QualityRadioProductions.blogspot.com is the address. We'll begin our final set of the hour with trumpeter Freddie Hubbard and a track from his debut album On Impulse from 1962, the album The Artistry of Freddie Hubbard, with Curtis Fuller on trombone, Johnny Gilmore, tenor sax, Tommy Flanagan, piano, Art Davis, bass, and Lewis Hayes on drums. This one's called Bob's Place.
Thank you.
Wrapping things up this time around with a duo, Italian pianist Guido Manosardi and American bassist Red Mitchell. From the album Together Again, released in 1991, a reunion for the duo they recorded back in 1977. The LP released that time around was entitled Red Mitchell Meets Guido Manosardi. But from the Together Again session, we heard the closing track, My Shining Hour. Before that, a track from April of 1935, Django Reinhardt and his Hot Club of France. Django, of course, on lead guitar, with two other guitarists in the group, Joseph Reinhardt and Roger Chapoux, Stéphane Grappelli, violin, and Louis Vola, bass. It was Blue Drag. We took it from a 3-CD set entitled Django Reinhardt Retrospective, 1934 to 1953. It's a nice introduction to the classic guitar artistry of Django. Of course, there are more complete collections out there, but this is a nice overview of his almost 20-year career, cut short all too tragically in 1953. And we began the set with Freddie Hubbard on trumpet. From 1962, the album The Artistry of Freddie Hubbard, we heard Bob's Place. And that does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you for joining me. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Join me again when you can for more of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.